Every week, 20 high school students in Oakland, California, put together a radio show that builds friendships and communication skills. Sometimes their work leads to stories of such high quality, they get top billing nationwide. It starts with the beginner class.
That party was cracking. I'm hella on right now. I feel like ghost riding.
For real? That sounds like fun, but I don't know. Y'all are drunk.
This radio spot about drunk driving was written for teens by teens.
The first show we did, I was nervous. I was shaking. And it's fun now.
Miguel is a student in the nationally acclaimed Oakland, California-based Youth Radio Project. He and other teens in this beginner's class learned the basics of radio production, plus multimedia skills such as how to create a computerized hip-hop beat, edit video, and publish on the internet. The 20 students in this after-school class each put in 8 hours every week for 12 weeks. They produce a weekly radio show.
Right. Let's get to work, yo.
In fact, media education manager Patrick Johnson reminds them, in 2 hours, they'll be live on air again as disc jockeys, reporters, and newscasters.
Right now, I'm working on a news story about a 15-year-old girl. She got beat up by a cop on November 30th.
An 11th grader named Tony is writing a commentary about teen violence.
Teenage death is a really hard thing to go through, and it's frustrating for teens have so much pain in them that they have to release it somewhere.
Others get ready for DJ spots.
Hey, 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 it's the girl DJ Drizzle back again, D-R-I-Z-Z-L-E. That's me. Now, you just got finished listening to Jodeci with Forever My Lady.
Johnson, three other staff, plus 7 paid teen interns offer guidance and help the beginners make it all sound good. 16-year-old Melvin teamed up with the newcomers for that spot on drunk driving.
Each year, almost 8,000 teens are involved in fatal crashes.
Well, it was a joint effort. We all thought of the sound effects. We all bumped heads together.
Melvin took this beginner's class 3 years ago and stuck with it, taking more advanced classes and getting additional training. Now, as an intern, he gets a small salary and gains teaching skills from more experienced staff members. Youth Radio's executive director, Jacinda Abkarian, says it's all part of Youth Radio's mission.
Your peers are your teachers, and so that's just such a great model.
Over a decade ago, Abkarian was in this beginner class. Now she's in charge of Youth Radio's 25 adult staff and 50 paid teen interns. Together, they offer a variety of youth-related resources. That includes the Youth Radio Kitchen, where teens and staff cook and eat a healthy dinner before the live evening show. The staff includes licensed case managers and academic advisors to talk with teens about everything from stress to college applications. And Abkarian says there's the media training.
Most students, they walk in, they don't have any media experience. They haven't really looked critically ever at the media or thought about who owns the media or took time to think about why the images in the news don't really reflect their community.
During tonight's show, Tony speaks up on teen violence. The mics go on, and he tells listeners how his cousin was beaten to death and how at the funeral he struggled with grief.
In my teardrops, I was trying to forgive the criminal who committed this brutal act.
In his commentary, Tony calls for ways to reduce teen violence, such as more after-school programs that build community and teach job skills.
As the day goes by, I will sit here writing until violence is no longer an option that can be tolerated. As the day goes by, life is giving us a second chance to get it right. For Youth Radio, I'm Tony Shavers.
After the show, Patrick Johnson gathers everybody together for their regular feedback session.
So, y'all did a good job. Y'all did a good
job. Y'all did a good job. Y'all did a good job. All
right, so, I like that. All right, so, music selection was good.
High school student Tierra has special praise for Tony.
Really deep blood. Okay, that's what I wrote. For your first commentary, that was really good. You were also super smooth and relaxed, as you are in person. Call me.
The evening ends and the teens head home, but they're eager to do it all again next week. The reason, Patrick Johnson says, is that for many, Youth Radio is a favorite part of their day.
Short-term payoff, maybe I just really enjoy being there, you know, and long-term payoff is better skills that are going to help them throughout the rest of their lives.
Funding from private and public sources means that teens get full scholarships to be a part of Youth Radio. Youth Radio also runs training programs in Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Los Angeles, and in some juvenile detention facilities. each year giving more than 1,000 teens lessons in effective communication and better life skills. For VOA News Now, I'm Shelley Schlender in Oakland, California.